Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. We're going to go ahead, amen, first of all, and welcome each and every one that's on the line on today. Amen. Let's get turned up because guess what? We're going to hear a word in season. Glory to God, for we thank God. Amen. You know, in our part of the state on yesterday, amen, it was storming, but you know, God kept us. Glory to God. And there were no casualties. Glory to God. You know, he is good and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. And that little along right there ought to tell you, glory to God, that I need to turn over and give my life to Christ. If I hadn't gave it to him, I need to give it to him now. You just think about it, glory to God, the tornadoes and everything, and the weather was bad, and amen, and, you know, it tore up a couple of places around, hallelujah, and there were no casualties, amen, glory to God, because, you know, stuff can be replaced. A house can be replaced, glory to God. But that human, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. You can bring, some can bring them back, yes, some can come back, glory to God, hallelujah. But you know, if they're gone to glory, they don't want to come back at this place. Well, we just thank God how he kept us, amen, on yesterday from hurt, harm, and danger, glory to God. So I'm going to go ahead on, amen, with the announcements for today. And if you didn't tune in yesterday, you missed a treat. We had faith come by hearing. None other than Elder Bertha Askew, you missed an awesome message on yesterday. You know, Elder's been crying out and telling you how you need to obey your leaders and how, you know, you want to go and move in different places and, you know, you don't want to listen to what the leaders are telling you. You know, there is a cry for that, and I've heard that. Amen. And I noticed Elder has been talking about it, and, you know, there are some who don't want to be up under nobody. That's what's wrong. Everybody want to build a church on every corner, glory to God. But nobody wants to sit up under someone so they can learn, you know, and whenever they send them out, you know, prepare them to go out. Because Jesus had 12 disciples, and they had to sit up under him and train, amen, and then so they can go out and tell others about a man named Jesus, hallelujah. But nobody wants to sit up under anybody nowadays and train. They just want to, you know, well, God called me, so guess what? I'm gone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then when you get out there, it's a whole different story. Well, nobody wants to do this, and nobody wants to help me do this. Well, if you had just waited just a second, and that's what she was trying to tell you on yesterday. I'm not going to preach the message. I just want to give you a little bit of amen of what she was talking about. But I will encourage you to go back and hear it on demand. If faith come by hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew, and the show came on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. And you can go back and hear it on demand because I want you to get it all. You know, we're in a season where we need all the people, amen, of God to go out and tell others about a man named Jesus, glory to God, because he is to return. And then on Sunday, I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries, and my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern. Every Sunday, we're here. Amen. And, you know, the lines be full. If you desire prayer, you know, you can press the 1 and I'll bring you in and pray for you. You know, sometimes people say, well, I don't want them to know who I am. You know, if I need prayer, I'm going to press the 1, come in. I don't care if they recognize the voice. You don't have to give your name, but it doesn't matter if they recognize your voice. Hallelujah. You know, ask for what you need prayer for and get your prayer needs met. You know, you said one could chase 1,000, two could chase 10,000. So let's get them all chased out of the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you come on down next, amen, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. Then you have Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. We have Ministry Elaine Jackson. And the show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. You'll have a few minutes, and then you can go on and hear her show. I want you to get it all, get it all, get it all, because we're in a season where we need it all right now. Glory to God. And we talked about Minister Elaine's book, amen. And I want you to make sure that you go online on Amazon and purchase the book. Glory to God. It's a good read. You could go and purchase it. You know, amen. We have an author in the house. You know, the Bible says whatever you need is in the house. So, amen. We got an author in the house. So I encourage you to go on and purchase a book. You know, you can go on Facebook, and she has it out there where what you can click on to go to get her book. So I encourage you, if you didn't get it, you need to get it now, glory to God, because it's going hot. Hallelujah, it's hot, amen, like hot sauce, I tell you. Go on and get it and read the word and see what, amen, see what it does for you. Glory to God, hallelujah. And if you move on just a little bit further, we have Tuesday night with Apostle and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. It comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. Every Tuesday. Don't miss it. We call it the Wow Radio. Glory to God. And it be wild, but it be off the chain. And you don't want to keep continuing to miss it. You know, we already are down. Amen. We are in January. And amen. And it's not many more weeks left in this month. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to come on and listen to them on Tuesday and see what God has for you. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, whatever the need may be, they can fill all those shoes, glory to God. They wear a lot of hats. Hallelujah. But guess what? There's an anointing under them hats. Sometimes people wear a lot of hats and ain't no anointing there. But I'm here to tell you that there's an anointing on all those hats, glory to God, that they wear. Hallelujah. They just don't be shooting stuff out of the sky. Hallelujah. It comes from the word of God, my God. And that's what you want. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook and let them know what you need. You can inbox them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them and let them know what you need. If you just want to, you know, you want a prayer, amen, or whatever it may be, they'll let you know, amen, glory to God, what you need to do. If you want to join the team, they will also let you know, amen, the steps that you need to go through. So opening the door again. I'm going to open the door until he says don't open it anymore. Because they don't want it. Then when he said don't open it anymore, then hey, that door closed. Amen for me. I'm done. You know, glory to God. And I want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partner, we're only asking for $25 or more. Come on and join and be a partner and be blessed. I tell you, I have some testimonies that's coming up. Glory to God, amen. Probably not today, but amen. But the next time we're on, we're going to have some testimonies, glory to God, of how God has blessed so many people under this ministry, amen. Just because we're a ministry without walls, that don't mean God ain't blessing. Glory to God, he's still blessing. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I'm telling you, they can tell you how he is blessing. You know, they talk, Apostle and Pastor, not they, but I'm going to say Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, was talking about, you know, seed time and harvest time. And they were saying before the seed, amen, leave your hand, he sends a blessing. Well, these people can testify to that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They only had it in their mind to sow it. It hadn't even left their hand, and quickly it returned right back to them. So I'm telling you, come on in, amen, and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen, glory to God. Now, with all that and all those announcements in mind, keep them in mind and come on every night. You come on Tuesday, you can come on, amen, Saturday, Sunday, amen. And guess what? During the week, you'll get, amen, many, many perks for partnering. So I encourage you to come on and get in now. Don't miss it. This is a season where you don't want to miss nothing. I don't want them to leave me out or not nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, that's all of our announcements on today. Amen. Glory to God. If you desire prayer, amen, I want you to go ahead and press the 1. You don't have to tell me your name, but I want to encourage you to tell me where you're calling from, because I want to see what part of the world we're reaching. Amen. Glory to God. When no one pressed the 1, well, we're going to go on down the road with Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for another day that you have made, Lord God. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside, oh God, to lead and guide us, Lord God, into all spiritual truth. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that if it had not been for you, Lord, on yesterday, Lord God, and today, that kept us, Lord God, from the hurt, the harm, and the storms, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we wouldn't be here today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch everyone on this line from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God. Let them have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, Lord God, healing in their body, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every ache, every pain, oh God, every deceiving spirit, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, be cast down, oh my God, back into the pit from which it came, Lord God. Every, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every disease, Lord God, every deceiving spirit, every mind-binding spirit, Lord God, we cast it out on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you said if we keep our mind stayed on you, you would keep us in perfect peace. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the peace of God. Let it rest upon them, oh God, like a dove on the shoulder, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high, God. Lord, we give you all the praise. We thank you, Lord God, how you watched over, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God, how you are a miracle-working God. We thank you, oh God, that you can heal and set free, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you can cure, Lord God, anything that the enemy tries to throw up on us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're covered under the blood. We're bought, Lord God, with a price. We thank you for the blood-bought covering power. Oh, my Lord, the Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we pray for those that don't know you, God. Lord, that you will send someone by, Lord God, to touch him, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. You say one plant, one water, and it's up to you to give the increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and we declare on this day, Lord God, that they're clothed in their right mind, in the name of Jesus. The enemy won't steal their mind. Oh, my God. Lord God, I come against, Lord God, that spirit, Lord God, that's trying to get them to take their own life right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're touching them right now, Lord God, and let them know, Lord God, that you shall live and not die. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, that spirit shall leave you right now in the name of Jesus. You have a sound mind. Keep your mind stayed on him in the name of Jesus. Read the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. That's what will keep you in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord, that we serve an on-time God. Lord, we know, Lord God, that there is nothing, Lord God, that you can't do, oh God. In the name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that you send your angels to camp around them. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for building a fence around them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Lord. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, nothing, Lord God, can touch them. Lord, you said you'll hide them from the enemy. Hey, glory to God. And, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray. Amen and glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Listen, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't sit and let your mind be idle. What I mean by idle, you're just sitting and thinking of all the bad things that could happen. Glory to God. But he said, think on these things that are pure, honest, true, and of a good report. Glory to God. Don't think on those bad things. Hallelujah. Because if you think on those bad things, then what's in your heart is Bible said, guard your heart. Because out of your heart is going to flow the issues of life. So guess what? If you think too long, you're going to think wrong. Glory to God. So go read your word of God. Hallelujah. And think good on purpose. stop thinking about all the bad things that's wrong and all the bad things that's happening. You know, yes, there are many things going on in the world. Yes, it is, glory to God, but don't sit and meditate on that stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying every day, you're watching that news and you're meditating on all the things that are wrong and all the things that are bad and all the things that's happening, hallelujah, in the world. But hallelujah, you ain't reading your Word of God and knowing that He is a good God and everything, hallelujah, glory to God, will work together for your good of them that love the Lord. Hallelujah. Those are the things that you got to think on. Glory to God. So stop meditating on all that different, amen, things that's going wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong. But meditate on the things that are good. Meditate on Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. My God, my God. We're going to go on with our message on today. We're going to move on. Hallelujah. You know, I know you've heard the scripture. Hallelujah. And I've heard it. Hallelujah. But guess what? Hallelujah. If He says so, then that's where you go. Glory to God. So we're going to read. I'm going to be reading today from Romans chapter 12. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Learn to love others. You know, it's easy, amen. You can love them that don't, you know, amen, that love you back, hallelujah. But can you love them that don't love you? Let's see right here, hallelujah. You know, sometimes people have picks and chooses where, you know, I love these over here because they'll give me something, but these over here, I don't care about them over there, hallelujah. But let your love be pure and true, hallelujah. Because if you can love, if you say you love Jesus, then you're going to love people the same way, hallelujah. But let's get to that, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to be reading chapter 12. I'm going to start at the first verse. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, some people want to say, well, you know what, I don't have to do that right now. I don't have to do nothing for God right now, you know, because when I'm dead, I'm done. That's a lie from the pit. Understand, hallelujah, when you dead, you ain't done, because you got to, amen, if you live right here, hallelujah, glory to God, you're going to heaven. But if you live wrong and you didn't accept Jesus as Lord, you're going to, amen, glory to God. You're going to go to hell, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm not preaching fire and brimstone. I'm just saying it like it is. You know, I've heard this saying so many times. Hallelujah. Yes, I have. You know, people say that. Say, well, you ain't got to worry about now. You don't have to accept, you know, Jesus as Lord. No, don't listen at them people. Come on, when you're dead, you're done. No, when you're dead, you ain't done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't done. If you live right here, you're going to go with Jesus. If you ain't live right, then amen, there's another place. Amen is waiting. Glory to God. Let's move on. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, you can't know the will of God if your mind is have not been renewed. It ain't going to be renewed in one day. It ain't going to even be renewed in 1 year. It ain't going to even be renewed in 2 years. Glory to God. Let me help you. But it's a process. When you continue to read His word, when you continue to pray, and say, Lord, let me see your will in this word. Lord, I want to know your will. If I don't know your will, then I don't know what to do, Lord God. That's when you got to know that you know that you know that you know that you're in His will. But if you don't read this word and transform your mind, it's easy to think like the world thinks, glory to God. Like I was saying before, you say, okay, well, you know, when you're dead, you're done. You ain't got to worry about it. No, when you're dead, you ain't done. Glory to God. So don't let people fool you with that myth. You ain't done. Glory to God. As far as being dead, yeah, you're done. Glory to God. But you can either live eternally or you, amen, go and, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, I'll leave it right there. But you know, that's the way it is. Glory to God. So you got to be renewed in the mind. You know, some people come in with the mentality, you know, of the world system. That's even on a job. You want to go and you want to do it your way, you know, but there are guidelines and different things on a job the way that it should be done, the way the people want it done. Glory to God. Let's just put it like this. The way, amen, those, amen, that are in charge of you there want it done. Well, even when you come into ministry, hallelujah, there's a difference. They try to help you and tell you how to do it, but then some don't want to do it that way because they still got that world mentality where they did everything their way, but then when they come into the ministry, they still want to do it their way. No, You got to have that, well, you know what, I'm going to do it just like they want it done. That's when your mind starts to be renewed, and it can help you get it renewed, glory to God, so you'll know God's will, but you got to be open and willing to listen. You know, I have went, amen, glory to God, and I have went to church, amen, all my life. Yes, amen, mom and dad drugged me, glory to God. And then, hallelujah, whenever they stopped dragging me, amen, I still went because it was in me to go to church. But, you know, you sometimes you never get caught up, amen, in just a church setting and church situations and just say whatever's going on in the church. You want the word of God. Hallelujah. You want to be able to live right. You want to talk right. You want to act right. Glory to God. But not until I got older did that thing really click. I remembered nothing, Harley, that happened, amen, at the place that I was in. And I said, Lord, why can't I remember? You know, I'm thinking I had amnesia or something, but that wasn't the case. Because whenever it was time to go to another place, to learn other things, amen, to really learn about the Holy Spirit, to learn about tithes and offering, I know it, y'all say, here she go now, amen, glory to God. Well, it's okay, we're going to preach about it, like I said, to Jesus, call me on. Okay, amen. I never could remember, amen, a lot that happened, amen, in those sanctuaries, you know, and the preaching and stuff that went on. Well, I said, okay, Lord, now why can't I remember all those things that happened in the church? And you know what? Amen, glory to God. Because whenever there was time for me to leave and go to another place, then guess what? He didn't have too much to get out of me. Hallelujah. You know, whenever he called you out, then you have to go to another place. You say, well, you know, we didn't do it like that. We did it like this, and we didn't have to do that, and we didn't do it like, you know, he didn't have to get none of that out of me because I did not remember a lot of it. Glory to God. I thought something was wrong with me, but it wasn't. When I got ready to go to this other place, then I received it the more. And it didn't take me long, hallelujah, to learn about tithes and offering because all I did was pay dues. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And just tell the truth, glory to God. I miss them too. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because I didn't think it was, you know, just that important. Amen. So when I got ready to go to this other place and he taught me about tithes and offering and you know, and I began, hallelujah, to understand it and began, amen, to grab hold of. And so I just began to start just holding my money. I didn't give it to no church, nobody, nowhere. I didn't do it. I just began to take it out and hold on to it. And then I said, okay, Lord, now I understand what you're talking about now, so tell me what to do with it. And so he did, and you know, and I did just what he said, do with it. Glory to God. So you see, my mind had to be renewed. Glory to God, because I didn't know what was going on. Hallelujah. My God. And I'm glad that I didn't remember, because it would have held me back and held me even longer in that place, in the worldly place. Amen. Well, I couldn't move forward. Hallelujah. But you got to know, you got to let that stuff go. Amen. Where you was. Hallelujah. You got to let that stuff go and begin to praise the Lord and begin to, amen, to seek God and his understanding and know what he's calling you to do and know how he's calling you to do it and get that word in you. Hallelujah. And pray and amen, and fast and go before the Lord. Amen. Get in a corner somewhere. Amen. And shut the TV off. It's okay. Your favorite show, you know, they got it now where you can record it and you can watch it later on demand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can watch it later. Don't let it stop you. Don't let it stop your flow. Amen. Because you don't want to be bound up in that same old place. You want to make sure you're in his will so you'll know which way to go and what to do. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. You know, sometimes people think they're so high-minded, glory to God, just because they went to hallelujah. Okay, listen, I got a degree from Harvard. I have a degree from this school, and I got a degree, glory to God, and I got a degree. How many times have I heard this about your degree? And I went to divinity school, and I know the word of God. Yes, you have went to divinity, or, you know, I was thinking about candy, but anyway, yes, you have went, amen, to school to learn about the Bible, to learn concerned about the word of God, yes. But don't think you so high-minded, amen, because then you ain't going to be no earthly good, glory to God, to nobody. Because ain't nobody going to want to be around you talking like that, glory to God. You got to be on folks' level. I'm not saying sin, hallelujah, but I'm just saying to be on their level, to be able to talk to them. But you got to sit and listen. So many times you don't have a listening ear to hear what people are saying. I got a degree, hallelujah. So what? Glory to God, hallelujah. That degree means nothing, hallelujah. Glory to God. If you can't have the decency to win a soul, it means nothing. Glory to God. Let's move on. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many, are one in body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. You know, right here, and they have talked about it, and we talked about it, and I said, Lord, now why you lead me back to this? But I understand it. You know, be who you are. If you're reading God's word and God wants to transform your mind, let him transform your mind. Don't get in such a hurry. Yes, we're all called, amen, to ministers. I'm going to read that in a few minutes, but amen. But just let him transform your mind first, hallelujah, and then he'll tell you, hallelujah. He'll tell you who what he's calling you to be. You know, some people say, well, you know, I am this, I am that, and glory to God. It ain't no proof in the pudding. I ain't seen none, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, my God. And if he's calling you to prophesy, then go ahead, you do that. But he didn't say be a prophet. He said, you know, if he called you to prophesy, yes, we can all prophesy, but that don't make you a prophet, glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to know your place and walk in your section. Amen. Glory to God. Just think about it now. Amen. Everybody follow me. We're going to go down this trail right here for just a second. Y'all with me. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when you go to a bowling ring, glory to God, and, you know, they got everything. They got the pins and everything lined up, and they got it all sectioned off. Amen. Hallelujah. And they got the balls and everything here. So you go grab your ball and you throw it down the aisle there, amen, over in your section. But just think, if you don't throw it over in the right section, what it's going to do, it's going to run off down in the side, amen, and you ain't going to hit not no pin. Well, let me help you with this right here. If you think that he's calling you to be a prophet, you think it, but you don't know for sure because he ain't told you that, and then you're trying to operate in some other realm, guess what you're going to do? You're going to be just like that bowling ball. You're going to go off on the side, amen, in no man land and no return because the ball go right on down in the gutter. Glory to God. You don't want to go in the gutter. Hallelujah. Just be who you are. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you can listen to, amen, this one and that one preaching and that one, you know. Well, maybe that's what I'm called to do. Your mind's all over the place. You're unstable in all your ways. Sit down somewhere, as the elder can say, amen, and hear the word of the Lord. Sit down and read, hallelujah, and ask God and continue to ask him until he tells you. Glory to God. Let's move on. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth on teaching. You know, there are some folks, some people, amen, that can just break that word down to you just awesome. They can teach it, amen, where you can just really, really understand it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, we're all called to teach, true, amen. We're all called to minister, yes. But then everybody ain't called to be a prophet. Everybody ain't called to be a prophet. Everybody ain't called to be all that, glory to God. So you have to learn, amen, and stay in your lane. Let's go on. Or he that exhorteth, or exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. You know, there are some people that can show just so much mercy to people. There are some, amen, that are just givers, just like off the chain. You know, I mean, everybody has a place in ministry. Whatever the place is, amen, let God renew your mind and stay in that place. If he ain't calling you to be no prophet, then don't do it. If he ain't calling you to be no apostle, then don't do it. Because, you know, there's come many stipulations with that. And you got to look at that. Because some of the things that these people go through, amen, you can't do it. And you don't, and let me help you out, you don't want it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Everybody wants amen. They say, oh, I want a big ministry. Well, what good is it going to do you? You can't stand the fire that you have to go through. Hallelujah. Everybody said, you know, I want to be like all the mega churches, and I want to, you know, do this and I want to do that, you know. Hallelujah. But you don't want to feel those shoes because you don't know what they had to go through to get in that place. The thing about it is they tell you, and it sounds where you say, oh, well, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, you can do it because you hear it. But the only way, amen, glory to God, that you're going to really know what they went through is you actually go through it. And some can't go through that. So stay in your place and learn where you are. Amen. Hallelujah. And let love be without dissimulation. Arbor to that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Amen. Know the good things. Hallelujah. You know, you can always find the bad in a person. You know, and we were taught, amen, look for the good. Amen. You can say something nice about somebody sometimes. Amen. Glory to God. You know, you need to be nice all the time, but, you know, some people just ain't got it in them. Glory to God. You know, if someone comes with a, let's just say, a new hairstyle, glory to God, they say, oh, I like your hair. It's beautiful. You know, thank you. You know, but then sometimes when they see you, they be like, be frowning up at people. Glory to God. You don't know what will make, how that will make that person feel on that day. Glory to God. They could be down and out, and that one word, what you say right there, can just give them a lift up in the air so high. My God, you just really don't know. Amen. Hold on to the things that are good. Amen. And amen. And kick those things out that's evil. But so many times you got to listen in here. You want to hear all the evil stuff. Hallelujah. And you don't see no good in people. Before you even get to know somebody, you already done heard the bad about them, but you don't know the good things about them. Glory to God. If the truth be told, everybody got some skeletons in the closet. Glory to God. That's just because, amen, you have some too. Hallelujah. That's just because it ain't nobody let them out yet. Glory to God. But just, amen, know to be good. Hallelujah. And hold on and cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Always be kind. Hallelujah. You know, I seen something online, amen, that our apostle posted, amen, a kind word turns away wrath. You know, and that's just so true. Hallelujah. I was in the situation, glory to God, and I was just happy, amen. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'm giving you love this morning. You okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wasn't even in that place to hear that negative. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so me, amen, being how I am, I said, oh, honey, how you doing? You all right? Let me give you some love. You okay? Well, I said, bless you, darling. You okay? Well, child, I said, girl, you all right? You good? You know, but neither did I know, hallelujah, glory to God, that that right there turned away the wrath. That's just how I am, glory to God. And it turned away the wrath, it did, and it turned it away quick. I said, my God, look at that, hallelujah. And it will, it'll turn away wrath, you know. So remember, hallelujah, you know, you can't always, amen, throw the stone. Amen. Show some brotherly love, sisterly love to people. You know, if we was to love, have that agape love, and not just love because, you know, you gave me something, but I love you anyway because I got the love of Christ in us. You know, some people don't have the love of Christ. They say they love the Lord, but they can't stand certain people. Well, that's not God. Hallelujah. You need to go back to the drawing board, get back on your knees, and ask God to take that stuff out of you. That's why your ministry can't flourish, can't go no further, because you ain't got that junk out of you yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, it's a shame when you're always thinking that, okay, that somebody got to call it out, somebody got to pull it out, somebody got to tell God to help God to tell you, amen, that it's in there. You know, you've been going to the drawing board whenever you said, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit in me. Do you really mean it? Because if it's down in there, glory to God, and it ain't right, you ask God to, God, search all corners, Lord God. Go to the left, the right, front and back. Anything ain't like you, I don't want it in there because it's stopping me from moving forward in the ministry, and I don't want to do it. It's stopping me from loving people the way I should. It's stopping me from drawing people to you. I don't need that. Take it out. Glory to God. But, you know, there's so much cover-up now. People just cover up. Glory to God. You shame. You cover up. There's too much covering up going on. You know, he's going to reveal, amen, some stuff. Glory to God. He will let you know it. Amen. Glory to God. What's it now? But if you don't take care of it, then guess what he's going to do? He's going to reveal it. Glory to God. He going to bring you to open shame. And you don't want that. Glory to God. Learn to go to him first, and he will show it to you. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Not slouchful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Glory to God. I'm going to go back to that. Let's go on down. Rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing instantly in prayer. Amen. You know, some people are just so slouchful in their business. Glory to God. Well, you know what? Them people over there charging me too much. They didn't ask you to buy that product. You ain't got to buy it. If you think it's too much, leave it on the shelf. Hallelujah. You don't have to buy it. Or do, amen, wait till it go on sale. Just watch it. Amen. There's one person, amen, I know. Amen. Glory to God. Well, actually, two. Hallelujah. They'll watch it. They'll watch it until it go on sale. Amen. Then they'll buy it. Glory to God. If they think it's too much, they ain't going to touch it until it go on sale. They'll just say, "Woo, that's too much for my pocket." So guess what? They'll wait. They don't say nothing. They'll just wait. And when it go on sale, you better know, you better believe it. They get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And some people that just become so slothful in their business, they get bills in the mail. They won't even try to call and make an arrangement, glory to God, with the bills. Hallelujah. Don't you know whatever you do, amen, if you in Christ Jesus, he said, I reign on the just so well as the unjust. But you know, a lot of times you understand the unjust really ain't going to do that. They ain't going to be trying to call and make no payment arrangements. They just going to keep on until the credit bureau finally say, okay, hold up. We're going to share in your check for this. Glory to God. Come on now. But you know, if you're in Christ Jesus, come on now. You can call them and make arrangements for them to pay it. Glory to God. Don't be slouchful in your business. And then the creditors call you and they be calling. Well, I don't know who that is. Child, y'all hang up. Don't answer that phone. And you call yourself a Christian. Come on now. You need to answer the phone and say, well, look, this is what I need to do. This is what I can do. Glory to God. Understand. Hallelujah. You got to be, amen, fervent in spirit. You got to be fervent in prayer. And then by the time that you're paying on that bill, you got to say, Lord, well, you know what, Lord, I'm a giver. I'm a tither, Lord. I'm paying on this bill, but God, I need you to show me, Lord God, amen, how to pay it out. Lord, I need you to send me some money so I can pay it out. I'm paying on it, Lord, but I want to get it paid out. Lord, I am. I tithe. I don't steal my tithes. I don't go and use my tithes to buy, amen, clothes. I don't do none of that. I don't use my tithes to go out and eat. I don't use my offering, Lord God, for none of that foolishness. I don't use it to go out of town and spend money getting motels and hotels and Holiday Inns. I don't do none of that. But, God, I pay my tithes and my offering. But, Lord, I need you, Lord God, to help me with this bill, Lord. And you know what? He'll help you. And if you're instant, amen, glory to God, in tribulations, continuing instant in prayer. You know, when you start to go through something, amen, you know, people forget all about prayer. But you know what? You got to back it up and say, hold up. My God said he'll supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, I'm going to stand right here. Although I'm going through this trial, Lord, I know, Lord God, you are the judge, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, somebody need to catch that. And you are the jury. Oh, good God Almighty. So I know, Lord God, everything going to be all right. And that's what you got to learn to do. Glory to God. That calls when you have a renewed mind. Glory to God. And if you don't have a renewed mind, you can start right now. Hallelujah. It's okay. Hallelujah. To start right now. You never get too old to learn. You know, I said there's something you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Amen. But you know what? Rover got to want to learn. That's the thing about it. But sometimes Rover don't want to turn over and learn. Hallelujah. Rover want to stay on that same old path. Rover don't want to learn. Glory to God. Let's move on. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. You know what? Sometimes you say, well, you know what? I ain't praying for them because I ain't praying for them no more. There's sometimes, you know, people say, well, I want you to pray that I get a financial blessing, but then they don't give nothing to you. They don't give nothing to the ministry. They don't give nothing to nobody, nowhere, nothing. Not nothing, nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, when you pray for them, that may not be the prayer. Amen. After they told you to pray that prayer, and then they get it and don't give you nothing. Well, you know what? When they come to you again, say, Lord, you need to show him how to be a giver. Lord, you need to help them, Lord God, not to be stingy, Lord God. You need to show them, Lord, the right path to go down. And first of all, Lord, you need to save them, God, because they ain't saved. Glory to God. Because if they were, then they'll know. He said, give, and it shall be given. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, he said, bless them and don't curse them. So many times, sometimes people get so tied up, they'll curse people. Don't curse people. Glory to God. You say, Lord, you need to bless them and save them, Lord God. And Lord God, help them to keep their mouth off people. Then, Lord, put them in the right direction and start letting them go in the wrong direction. Glory to God. That calls for a renewed mind. Glory to God. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. You know, so many, how can we, you know, when people get stuff, you know, and you wanted that and you didn't get yours, and then some people, well, you know what, they tell them, well, you know what, listen, this is what I got. They're happy, amen. God done answered their prayers, and they're just as happy. And you say, oh, yeah, okay, all right. No, you need to rejoice a little bit more than that. That shows, amen, that you ain't happy because God gave them that. Oh, really? Okay, well, I'm glad. No, you need to learn how to rejoice. So that's why you ain't got yours, because you can't rejoice for nobody else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Learn how to rejoice and be happy. Hallelujah. For them, hallelujah, when God give you yours, glory to God. Hallelujah. Then they can rejoice with you. Don't say, well, Lord, I asked for it. No, that was just theirs. You know, amen. I went to this place, amen, glory to God, and before I know it, before I went, amen, I'm knowing, amen, that this person was already going to get this, amen. I said, what? You know, I'm saying, okay, all right, then that's fine, Lord, okay, I got it, you know, and guess what? They got just what he said they were going to get when we went, glory to God, and I said, oh, my God, I said, I'm so happy for you, I praise you, hallelujah, glory to God. Ain't he good? Hallelujah. You got to learn how to rejoice with people. Amen. They may not have, amen, what you got. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But they are coming. Understand, yours coming. He just didn't give it to you right then because he wanted to see how you're going to act when somebody else get there. And, you know, people do be jealous of other people. Glory to God. And if they are sad and they're weeping, you know, say, well, baby, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry that happened. You know, I have some leaders that will say that in a minute, glory to God. I thank God for good people and good leaders, glory to God. And I'm going to tell y'all, amen, I'm going to shout it from the rooftop, amen, glory to God. You don't like it, that's fine, you know, amen. I didn't make nobody call in, you know, amen, glory to God. You know, that's what you want. You want good leaders and good people to back you. That's the thing about it, hallelujah. And you want to be good to your leaders also, glory to God. You shouldn't be causing trouble and conflict if you are in a good place and you have good leaders, glory to God. You shouldn't be causing conflict anyway in the church. Now, I don't know who that's for. I wouldn't intend to go there, but amen, let's rock the boat, hallelujah. You know, if you're going in a church and you're causing conflict and every time you turn around and things are coming your way, you need to tell them, listen, I don't need to hear it. I ain't in it, so I don't need to hear it. You know, they used to say, my name Dennis, I ain't in it. You need to tell them, my name Dennis, I ain't in it. The less I know, the less I want to know. I don't want to hear it. You need to learn how to shut your garbage can up. Put the lid on it. Hallelujah. Don't let nothing be in your trash can. Amen. Glory to God. But amen. But the bag. Just let the bag just hang. It'll be all right. But people will bring stuff to you. Amen. When you're in a congregation, good God Almighty, they'll try to stop your flow. Glory to God. They'll stop you from rejoicing in the Lord. Things always get to happening in churches. And now, amen, everybody want to come and tell you this negative thing, that negative thing. Don't let them do it. That's between them and the Lord. He'll work it out with them. Glory to God. That's got nothing to do with me. You know, he'll work it out. Let's go on. Be of the same mind, one towards another. Mind not high things, but condensed to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. You know how somebody said, well, you know what? Hold up. I'm going to get them. They said some crazy stuff to me the other day. I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them. You just wait. My turn coming. I'm going to get them. Don't do that. Don't throw evil for evil. Don't do it. Don't throw railing for railing. Don't do it. Glory to God. Just say, Lord, you know what? They said some crazy stuff to me. And, Lord, I didn't say nothing. So, Lord, deal with them on that, because it didn't make no sense. And I know there are some times that you have to tell people, look, you ain't going to talk to me any kind of way. Glory, I know it. But you ain't got to rant, rave, cuss them out. You ain't got to do none of that. Amen. Just breathe and then say, you know what, don't come to me like that again. If you got something to tell me, then we can talk about it. But I'm not going to let you sit up here and rant, raving, and hollering and screaming at me and cussing me out. Now, that ain't going to happen. Okay? Glory to God. You got to learn how to handle it. Glory to God. But instead of cussing them out, glory to God, they say, I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read on the 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. He said, with as much lie in you, live peaceably. You want to live a peaceful life. Glory to God. You know, I was sitting, amen, down on the couch, amen, glory to God, and I was just sitting there, you know, just kicked back and legs up, just relaxing. You know what, Lord, I'm in a good place. And couldn't nobody even call me, amen, and tell me that I'm from this place I was in. Glory to God. So I look over there at the phone, I'm going, not today. Hallelujah. I've been in just such an awesome place, just the peace of God, been resting, amen. So, and that's what you want, the peace of God to rest on you. Don't always want everything to come, amen, and get you all upset, huh? Get you all upset, all out of whack. Glory to God. Don't let it do it to you. Hallelujah. Live peaceably with all men. Just say, okay, I'm going to let that go. If they don't say something directly to you, amen, then you know what? Just let it go. They tell other people about that. Because God going to get them for the mess that they're trying to cause. Hallelujah. But you know they're going to make sure that they get back to you. That's the reason it's being said. Hallelujah. Ah, yeah, come on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Let's move on. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. If they do evil to you, then you do good. You know, we got to stay on that path, that righteous path. That's when your mind has to be renewed. You know how you used to do it in the world? Well, you know what? They did something to me. I'm going to get them back. Hold up. I'm going to call them. I'm going to get them back. Glory to God. No, you can't think like that. That's the way the world system. Well, you know what? Here it is right now. Lord, you said vengeance is mine, says the Lord. You will repay. Lord, you need to go over there, Lord God, and handle that, okay? Glory to God. Because they ain't going to call me now another time acting crazy, okay? Glory to God. And you know, you'll live such a peaceful life. Try to live a peaceful life with all men. Not to let nobody walk over you, because we ain't those type people. Glory to God. But just remember, don't you throw evil just because they throw evil at you. Glory to God. Well, you know what? I'm going to get them back. I'm going to call somebody, and I'm going to tell them what they said about them. And then you really have a mess. And then guess what? You have people wanting to fight each other and different things like that. You know, this is live radio, so we're going to tell the truth. Glory to God. You know, hallelujah. My God, my God. So just remember, let the vengeance be God. Amen. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Don't get caught up. Be peaceful. Hallelujah. With all men, as much that lies within you as possible, he said. Amen. Glory to God. Be peaceable with all men, with as much that lies in you as possible. Glory to God. I know some people are hard to get along with. Glory to God. But you still got to love them. You love the hell out of them. Said, okay, I love the hell out of you. Now, you know, it's okay. Go ahead on. You all right. Glory to God. You got to continue to love them. You can't just love, you know, half and don't love the other. You know, sometimes people love those that will give them stuff, but they don't love them over there that will never give them nothing. Hallelujah. You know, we don't serve that type of God. Always love all people. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus loved us with an agape love. And what that means is, he is no circumstances that he don't love us. He don't love me, amen, no more than he loves you. He loves us all, glory to God. So that's the place that we have to be in, to love others, hallelujah, and to learn to love on them. Even though, hallelujah, they do us wrong, we still got to learn to love them. But that don't mean you have to hang around that person for them to keep on doing you you wrong, amen, but you still got to love them. Just make sure that you got love in your heart for them. Say, Lord, they did me wrong, but Lord, help me to love on them anyway, oh God. And if there's anything that I got to give them in my heart, God, I ask you, Lord God, to take it out, Lord God. I don't want to have anything against anybody, oh God, that's stopping me from moving forth in my ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to help me to love and have agape love in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, I don't want to just love them that's easy to love. I want to love them that's hard to love sometimes. Oh, my Lord, God, you said that I need to have that agape love, oh God. So, Lord, I want to have it on the inside, God, because if I love you, Lord God, and I know, Lord God, and the love of God should be spilling over, oh, my Lord, to love them. Oh, my Lord, good God Almighty, hallelujah. Now, that's the way you pray. That's what you pray and you ask for. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Learn to love others. You know, some people can't love other people because they don't, you know what, sometimes they don't really love themselves. It's okay, but you still got to love them anyway, hallelujah. Although they're going to do you wrong, talk about you, yes, and talk about your ministry, so what? Jesus was persecuted too, hallelujah. Just take it, amen, like a strong soldier and keep on moving because you're doing it, amen, not for them, but you're doing it for Christ. You do it for the right reason, and you won't have to worry about it when the wrong people come along. Oh, my Lord, now that's a word. Good God Almighty, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, Lord, that there's anything, Lord God, that's not like you, oh God. Check the heart, God. Pierce the heart, Lord God, and take it out, oh God. Father God, give them strength to love, Lord God, unconditional love, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the love spill over, oh God. Let their cup run over with love, oh God, so they can love all people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the changes take place as I speak right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, not no wayward spirits, oh God, shall take over, Lord God, for them to have their way, oh Lord God. Let them follow you for instructions and directions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I bind that wayward spirit that tries to get you, hallelujah, to go its way, in the name of Jesus. And we cast the love of God on you, that's leading, guide you, that Holy Ghost power that lives on the inside of you, will take you to where you need to go, in the name of Jesus. A renewed mind, the right spirit, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You ain't got to worry. You ain't got to worry about it no more. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. You know God is real. Hallelujah. You know he lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a true God. We serve, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A God that won't never fail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah, my God, my God. And I want to encourage you, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Encourage you to listen, hallelujah, to the shows that come on. Everybody has, amen, everybody preaches different, glory to God. But if it's Jesus, then you need to be there, glory to God, hallelujah. And I know it's Jesus, so you need to be there. And I also encourage you to give to the ministries. Hallelujah. We're all under the same umbrella. Hallelujah. We stand together, glory to God, in unity and in spirit and in truth. So I want you to stand, amen, glory to God, and give, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. And I want to encourage you, hallelujah. Before we leave this show, I want to encourage you to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. I'm going to read the number to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to go over and listen to the word, amen, that God has. Amen. Glory to God for you. Hallelujah. Her number is 1-347-945-5041. And she's coming up in the next 30 minutes. So go over and hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. To Minister Elaine. Amen. Glory to God. And hallelujah. And I don't like to leave the show, amen, without giving you the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sins, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior, come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord God. I repent of all my sins, oh God. I give my life to you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You can say amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood-washed, born believer. Go to a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being preached, where the word of God is being lived. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And take your Bibles. Hallelujah. So you can follow along. Now, if they sometimes go so quick that you can't follow, do like I used to do a long time ago. Just write it down, and then you can read it. Hallelujah. When you get home, and then you, he said the Holy Ghost will bring all things back to your remembrance, and he will help you to remember the things that were said. Amen. And then you'll know. Oh, amen. They're doing and preaching the right thing. So amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. Now I'm going to go ahead on and give the benediction. Don't forget, in 30 minutes, you'll be hearing, next voice you'll be hearing is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have a good afternoon.